This week's episode, two dogs go for a car ride, a fish catches a human, and I throw some papers around. Welcome, it's The Bottom Line. We are currently in Marathon on charter. Brooke's back on the boat. We had to run in and get some eggs, so I figured I'd just shoot the show real quick. There's Brooke, say hi Brooke. There she is. Okay, so our sponsors, Marine Data Solutions and Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Marine Data Solutions, I got 99 problems on board, but the internet is not one of them. And Salty Rags Crew Apparel. Don't forget, they have their new office at Lauderdale Marine Center, so just walk right in. You don't have to get the car to go over and see them. Just don't leave the gate. You know, you'll probably have a hard time getting back in. All right, industry news. We all know about this. Remember when Tom Brady, from his 55-foot boat, threw that trophy, and thank God they caught it. I mean, I don't know what would happen if they dropped that in the harbor. But anyway, it's been announced that Tom's buying a 70-footer from the same company, and it's really hard to pronounce. But it's a $6 million 70-foot boat. It'll cruise at 30 knots, and it maxes out at 36. It's a Wodgers, maybe that's the name of it. The reason for the upgrade? Needs more space. He wants to spend more time in the Bahamas and the Florida East Coast. So congratulations, Tom. Got the 70-footer. He'll have that probably about next year. Okay, next. This is a cautionary tale. A yacht chef named Danielle Perry was cleaning the boat up after a day. Everybody else went home, and she slipped and fell and hit the side of the boat and went into the water. She is lucky to be alive. She fractured four ribs on her backside and on her front, and some fancy word, part of her body got broken when she got hit on the way down, almost knocked her out in the black water. It was dark. She went into survival mode and pulled herself up onto the swim platform and called for help. She finally got help, and she ended up in ICU. Everybody needs to be careful out there, and now Danielle's got these huge bills. So she's not saying, oh, send me money. She's a very cool artist. So she's put a discount out for her artwork. And you guys just go check it out. Maybe buy some. Here I'm going to show you some. Here's the first one. It's a lobster boat. That looks pretty cool. I like that one. Here's a second one. This is a lighthouse. I think this next one's pretty cool. Two dogs in a car. Actually, there's nobody driving. So they're wondering if they're going for a ride. And then this last one. Here, two dogs on a boat. Now, see this one? I kind of like this one. One dog's going one way, and the other's going the other. And this guy's saying, what do you want from me, you know? But the guy's got a nice white head of hair. You know, he looks like somebody we know. That's not one of hers. That's from Goodfellas. All right. Video of the week, real quick one. A fish catches a human. Take a look at this. So this guy was... He had the line wrapped around his finger, and he threw it in, and the tarpon hooked on it, and the tarpon pulled him in, and as you can see, the tarpon wasn't done with him. He actually went back and smacked him in the head with his tail. So that's pretty funny. Okay, shout out to some photos of Renaissance. As we in our travels, people send us pictures of the boat. That's pretty cool. Kendrick sent this one. He's going down the river. I guess he was on charter. Thank you, Kendrick. Emily sent this one. We were at Tarpon Bend. She sent a couple of those. That's cool. Michael sent this one, and he was going by where we were taking on fuel for one of our trips. That's a big fuel barge. Brendan sent this one. We were going out of Fort Lauderdale, and he was going in, and he snapped a couple off while we were driving by. That's pretty cool. Now, Tom Cierno, professional photographer, sent this one. Yeah, of course it looks cool because he's a professional photographer. And then Andy sent this one. We are abeam of Lauderdale Marine Center, and we're just going down the river. Thanks, everyone, for sending the photos, spotting Renaissance. That's pretty cool. So next, I want to talk about Crew Corner. Okay, Crew Corner. There's a real shortage of American crew. In the old days, it was 65% foreign and 35% American crew. It's exactly the opposite now. It's 65%. American and 35 foreign. The reason for this, I've talked to several boat manufacturers and big time brokers. More boats are flying U.S. flags. You know, I'm not talking about the globe-trotting boats. I'm talking about the guys that hang out in Florida, Bahamas, New England. So with all these U.S. flag boats, they need U.S. crew. So it's completely changed. It's also created a huge deficit of American crew. So everybody's scrambling. That and the fact that COVID's over, so everybody wants to use their boat. We're all experiencing a shortage of crew. So if you got some good crew, keep them. You know, it's a commodity right now, U.S. crew. The second thing about this is because of the shortage of crew, some people are taking steps that I'm not too fond of. And I'm going to tell you right now, I ranted about this. I read this on one of the blogs and I went crazy and I grabbed Brooke and I'm like, let's tape this. She talked me out of doing the show like this. Here's a couple clips of me ranting. Please note, what's that say?
Must be South African.
Must be South African. Have you guys lost your freaking mind? You can't hire foreign crew in the U.S. on a B-1, B-2 visa. And then this person is all over the internet. Blah, blah, blah. Academy provides you with the essential knowledge and education you need to begin your career at sea. Bullshit. Okay? I am sorry. Okay? The essential knowledge that you need to begin your career at sea. You're basically telling everybody, don't worry about the U.S. Screw the laws. Get in there when you can. Take the money and run. And you're putting South African crew in danger.
So I
ranted and Brooke said, nah, don't do it. So I'm going to give you the gist of it. South African Crew Agency, which is actually a training academy, is looking for South African crew. And the requirements are you have to be South African and you have to be in Fort Lauderdale to interview. I understand we have a crew shortage, but this is not right for two reasons. First reason, you're telling me it says right there, South Africans only. Don't say South Africans only when you're in a foreign country, my backyard. We don't do that. Crew are around of all nationalities, and there's the correct way of hiring crew of all nationalities, and there's the incorrect way. This is incorrect. You cannot be South African with a B-1, B-2 visa and in Fort Lauderdale and looking for work. This particular situation is a good way to have that crew member lose their visa status. I can't believe that a crew agency and a crew training academy for Mega Yacht Crew would even just put that out there. So, shame on them. All you guys, all you South African crews, don't fall for it. You need to be out of the country when you get the job. You cannot look for work in here. I don't want you guys to get deported. We need everybody in this business. This guy's going pretty quick. Anyway, I think that's it. Well, thank you. I'm Doug. Brooke's back on the big boat. And that's the bottom line. We'll see you guys next week. Cheers. Bye.